This is Rafe Jenkins podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Tom Holland, and we're going to be talking about how this business owner was diagnosed with only 1 year to live. Tom, how you doing, brother?
Appreciate it, Rafe. Thank you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 39 years in the automobile industry. I have been managing dealerships for quite a while. I've also been doing a lot of training. I've written quite a few books, and really, basically, just enjoy the ability to train, teach other people, and help them establish a new set of ground rules. The way that they live.
Awesome. Tell us about your business, the current job that you're doing right now.
Well, I'm working right now with the Clay Cooley organization, and what I'm doing with them, I'm helping them restructure one of their service departments, but it's an overall job of training new hires, and training other people throughout the organization. I've only been with them now since September the 19th, so I'm not really old in the position. I'm just learning where I need to be going to help, where I can actually do the best good.
Yeah, awesome. So not too long ago, you went to the doctor and you got some disturbing news. Tell us about that.
Well, it was February of 2015. I went to the doctor. I'd had double pneumonia and had fought through the double pneumonia and then relapsed with it. And I just wasn't feeling well a couple of months after this. Supposedly, I was okay and my lungs were clear. So I went into the doctor again because of I was having a real hard time breathing, and they found out that my heart was giving out on me. It was down at 10% at rest, and the doctor actually told me and my wife at the time that I could be just having a conversation with her and fall over dead.
Huh.
They were giving me a year to live, and I sort of crawled into a hole for a few days and pulled the world in behind me. I didn't really want to talk about anything. I wanted to figure out what's the next move.
Right. So that was in 2015. They said you probably have a year to live.
Right.
That's been over a year. So what's keeping you alive?
You know, it's opportunity. Hmm. It simply is opportunity. There's nothing saying that you've got to go lay down. There are people out there that will tell you you're supposed to lay down, but it's still a decision.
Right.
And I made the decision not to lay down. I made the decision that, well, you know, I am at some point, I'm 65 years old. I know at some point, I'm going to die, but I don't plan on it for, I don't know, 30 or 40 more years.
Yeah.
And if it happens to happen before then, it's going to happen with me on my feet, not on my back.
That's awesome. So I feel like a lot of business owners take their life for granted, right? And I'm sure that, you know, you kind of had a life-changing moment whenever you were talking with this doctor and he was like, hey, I don't know how long you'll last. So what kind of advice could you give business owners on making the most of their opportunity today?
Do. Simply do. Most people don't understand that we think about what we're wanting to do. We don't just do it. I have found that I have got one major stumbling block out of my way. Me.
That's awesome. Explain more about that.
I've held myself up more times than any other person could have ever held me up. I'm the one that has stopped me. I am the one that has second-guessed what I was going to do. I'm the one that didn't do this or that because of the expected results that I had running around in my mind. Rather than just doing what I should do and then let the chips fall, I would stop myself. And that prevents success. It doesn't herald it in. The people that are successful are those that go ahead and attack with whatever idealized thoughts that they may have. They go after what they want and they do it. I would stop myself short. I mean, although I'd written books and I'd done things that a lot of people said, you know, they wish they could do. Well, there was a lot of things that I wanted to do that I wasn't doing.
Right.
And the only person stopping me, Rafe, I'm telling you, the only person stopping me was me.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. And in all honesty, like, I've been hearing this common theme for the past couple of days, like, you are the biggest challenge of whatever it is you're trying to achieve, you know? And I think for me, I'm 29 years old, but for me, the biggest problem I have so far is regret. Now, thankfully, I have several years left, you know, Lord willing, you know? So as an entrepreneur, that's important. You got to try, at least try. So how important is planning compared to actually just doing? Because as an entrepreneur, our audience, like business owners, I think a lot of people just plan, and they never do.
Well, the reason that people plan is because it sounds better than procrastination. Huh. Because what they're really doing is they are procrastinating. Do you have to have a game plan in order to attack something? Sure. What that is, that's already in your mind. You've already made the decision, this is what I'd like to do. Now, you may have to try to figure out what a stumbling block may be or how you should handle something or maybe prioritize the things that you're doing. But it's more important that you get out and do it than it is to sit back and get this analysis paralysis so many people get.
Yeah.
Just go out and attack life. I mean, and you know what? This is the amazing thing. Life backs down when you attack it.
That's awesome. So this is the point in our podcast where we're basically opening up for you to share whatever's on your mind. So go ahead.
Well, you know what I'd like for people to do? And I really would, I'd like for them to inspect their own history. Not where they were raised or the school that they went to or the alumni that they now stay in contact with. Inspect why they think and act the way that they think and act. They're going to discover, and this is every one of us, they are going to discover that they have been fed certain behaviors that have been channeled through generations, and those behaviors may stop them from being the most successful they could possibly be.
Huh.
We have behaviors that trap us because people tell us that you can't do this, or you can't do that, or you shouldn't do this, or you're not equipped for that, or you're not smart enough for that. And we listen to those statements, those indictments of our life. Hmm. And then we pass judgment on ourselves. Without even giving ourselves a fair opportunity, we go ahead and submit to what someone else has told us that we are. We lock ourselves up in a prison in our own mind. I would tell everybody that there is a way to release themselves from the bondage that they have created. You can break the chains. You can break this perpetual cycle, and by doing it, you won't pass it on to your children, nor will they pass right. it on to theirs.
Right.
Yeah. I have a book. You can go to Amazon.com. You can go to BNN.com, BarnesandNoble.com. But the book is called The Folder Effect. It's F-O-L-D-E-R-E-F-F-E-C-T. What the folder effect does, it really demonstrates to people exactly what I'm talking about. But better than that, it shows them how to unlock that prison in their mind where they can get all the freedom they deserve. It's something that I want everybody to understand, that you're programmed to do what you're doing. And if you're not being successful, you were programmed not to be successful.
Right.
There's no one in the world has the right to program you to fail. It's just not right.
Right. Wow. Man, this is a good one. This is probably one of the best podcasts we've had.
Yeah.
Tom, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Rafe, I appreciate it.
God bless you. Talk to you soon.